Roosters fans, welcome to Roosters Radio. It's round six and our mighty troops were downed at Suncorp Stadium. Well, boys, it was a week that we'd like to forget as Roosters fans. We were probably outplayed, outcoached, outmastered, and probably a few too many mistakes. Joining me in the studio to discuss all things Roosters v Broncos, Mark Beatso Beatson and Cooper Silky Silk. Boys, good evening.
Good evening, Bush.
Good evening, Bushy.
Yes, gents, tough night up at Suncorp Stadium. Hey, look, the Broncos come to play. We make no excuses. There's a few messages out there, unhappy with the defence. I think the boys, make a big account of themselves every week. We weren't that bad, but we made lots of mistakes and defensive errors.
Well, we missed 46 tackles, and I can't remember the last time we had a missed tackle number like that. Look, if you listen to Robbo post-match, Boyd Corner as well, a couple of words that jumped out at me, attitude. As we just said, missed tackles. The offloads killed us. They had a different game plan. Wayne Bennett, decided they had to throw the ball around, chance their arm a bit, and it seemed like every offload stuck. But having said that, there's some soft tries on our behalf. The first two in particular, well, Corbin Sims try.
Ashton Sims.
And the first try from the hooker
McCulloch.
Really soft tries and disappointing. And hopefully we can turn it around this week.
Yeah, look, Andrew McCulloch's try, look, not to take anything away from him, I still thought that was a shepherd watching the replay. One of our Roosters markers was impeded. But, look, not to take anything away from the shellacking that we absolutely got hammered by. Look, end of the day, Broncos, they've been coached this way now this year. They've got a new assistant coach by the name of Jason Demetriou, who's very much an attacking specialist. He coached the Northern Pride up in Queensland Cup to a premiership. Then he come down and coached the Illawarra Cutters to a premiership as well in the New South Wales Cup. So I think they've got someone that's going to replace Wayne Bennett when his days are numbered.
Look, looking back at the game, Broncos got out to an early lead. Then we clawed our way back. Like a great try, Orbo's try.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
That angle, that line he runs.
Off a great short ball from young Keary. But I have to say, going at halftime, although we were down by a couple of points, we were well in the game.
Well in the game. Hence my comment, we weren't too bad.
But we've had a couple of tough games and a few short turnarounds.
Yeah.
Tough game against the Bulldogs, tough game against Manly. And South is always, historically a tough match. Not to make excuses, but maybe we're just a bit fatigued.
No, you know what it is too? Also, like when you give an opposition that second phase play, you're making twice as many tackles because you've got three blokes in there making a tackle. They get the offload. Then you've got to have another three to shut the same play down. So at the end of the day, you've got six blokes making tackles in the one tackle at the end of the day. So and that gradually build up with all the offloads they had in the first half. And also, well, you said 46 tackles, was it missed tackles? Yeah. 36 of those were in the first half.
Yeah, look, in the second half, the Broncos controlled the game. Get to their ends of their sets and just kicked into the corners. Look, I can't remember seeing us have an attacking play in the second half.
You're on Roosters Radio, Silky, Bush and Beatso. Well, welcome back to Roosters Radio. And Beatso, a segment I know you look forward to every week. And I can safely say, on the line, powered by East Leagues Clubs and our community partner, don't forget to activate your membership, is none other than the great Stephen Marks from, as Silky calls it, the eighth wonder of the world, Morry Brent Oval Wyal. Marks, are you with us?
I am, boys. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Now, on the weekend, our boys at Wyong took on the mighty Wentworthville Magpies, a very strong club, but we got the chocolates.
30-12, a very impressive effort by the Roos. Wentworthville never really in it. We didn't look troubled at all. I think Coach Taylor was pretty impressed with that performance.
Mate, Marksy, look, you got a couple of up and coming players, Paul Mamorowski, Chris Centrone. That's correct, yeah. So how do you see their future looking for you?
Centrone, he's been really solid. He's a Wyong contracted player. He's been with us now for three seasons. Spent a bit of time at the Bears. He's a Nelson Bay junior. Very athletic, wins most of the athletic stuff at training. Experienced, and he's quick. And tough. I don't know if he can go any further, but he wouldn't let anyone down if given the opportunity. Mamorowski contracted with the Roosters as a class player when Luke Sharp was out of the team for injury. Paul moved from the centres to fullback, and he did a really good job. He was back in the centres on the weekend, did an outstanding job both sides of the ball.
Marksy, what about young Jaden Nikarima? Now, we all know he was thrust into first grade early last year, but how's he been going for you?
I think he's been consistently one of our best. He's tough. He's got all the skills. And in my view, I think he's probably above the New South Wales Cup competition at this stage. Yeah, right. He's ready for first grade.
Yeah, it's interesting where you slot him in first grade at the Roosters. I mean, they're saying there's going to be some changes this week, but certainly gives an opportunity. Now, I know another one to impress is Carter. You mentioned to us a bit earlier.
Yeah, Robbo was at the game on the weekend, and I noticed he took particular time to speak with Paul Carter after the match. Paul had another strong game. He just brings so much energy, so much aggression. I think he was the player's player, actually. He really impresses his teammates. They love playing with him.
Just on Paul Carter, Marksy, you know, he gives 110% on the field. He's one of those players that you'd like to play with. Is he one of Coach Taylor's first picked?
Yeah, Coach Taylor loves him. He's straight out of the Coach Taylor playbook. Aggressive, always on the ball.
Bit mad?
Always. Oh, yeah, mad. And of course, Rip loves the madness.
Nice. Listen, mate, weather permitting on the weekend, it was a great day out there, beautiful, 28 degrees, whatever it was. How did the beer garden go?
Well, we had the formal opening and naming of the beer garden, so maybe a bit of an exclusive for Roosters Radio, but it is the Terry Wand OAM Beer Garden.
Of course.
Now, and I know Terry Wand was a previous guest on Roos Radio.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And, well-deserved and well-named.
Yeah, wow. It's exciting up there. Marksy, finally, Coach Rip Taylor, how's he going, Rip Watch? Because I know that his head almost explodes on the sideline some games. And, mate, he gets himself right in the thick of it. I love those passion coaches like Bellamy. And, mate, he wouldn't look out Australian first grade at NRL level either. But how's he going with the brain cells?
Yeah, he's okay. His blood pressure's a bit up from time to time. I think he's got some advice from his doctors that he needs to calm it a little bit.
Yep.
But when we're winning, he's okay. It's when we're losing that, he gets those blood pressure spikes.
Well, mate, we've loved talking to you on Roosters Radio. We love talking all things Wyong Roos, and we look forward week to week getting insightful, informative, and high-octane comments from yourself up at the great Murray Breen Oval. Thanks so much for spending time with us, Marksy.
My pleasure.
Well, there you go. The dulcet tones of Stephen Marksy Marks there at the eighth point of the world, Murray Breen. Now, boys, they've cemented themselves into the top four, the Roos.
Yeah, good man, Marksy. And the Roos are a very good side, and they're very well coached. Rip Taylor's got a massive reputation. He played up in the local comp for so many years with a couple of different clubs, but he's found a home there at Wyong, and I think he's in the system. He's got a good system. He works with Trent Robinson, and he's developing some of our first graders of the future.
Yeah, we've got a lot of depth, haven't we?
We sure do.
We do 20s, Roos.
Great partnership.
First grade.
Yeah.
Just touching on that, Marksy, he's got a voice like Richard Mercer, the love god.
He does. Yeah, well, you should hear
soothing.
you should hear his meditation tapes he plays for Coach Rip. You're on Roosters Radio, Silky Bush and Beatso.
Radio Hub is Australia's premier podcasting facility. With high-quality sound equipment and production services, Radio Hub is a one-stop shop for all your podcasting needs. So, if you're ready to jump into the exciting realm of podcasting, contact Radio Hub on 0402 870 900 or email info@radiohub.com.au.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio, and Beatso, to you first. How do we go in the junior reps, mate?
Mate, junior reps. Look, Harold Matz, they had a bit of a disappointing end to the season. It was 10 all at half time. They played Manly, but then Manly ended up getting away with the chocolates 64-10. They had John Hopewadi's son playing from at fullback, young Albert Hopewadi. He's one to watch out for in the future.
I heard he's got a bright future, young Albert.
Yeah, he does. He's probably about 6'10". He's about 160 kilos and he runs 100 in 10 seconds.
Wow.
So, yeah, no. But all jokes aside, and the SG Ball, They had a good win, 26-19. Had a really good win.
They've qualified for the semis.
They certainly have, and they'll be playing Balmain in the first elimination finals of the semis. So Lammy's done
Leichhardt
a really
Oval.
Yeah, Lammy's done a really good job with them. Like they're coming along nicely, and one of the old Colts' favourites, Brooklyn Hardacre, he scored a meat pie on the weekend for him as well. So
great young player, Brooklyn, and I know he's just on a rugby tour with Waverley College in the first 15. The try he scored last week, it was probably in the first 20 minutes. They'd put a little rugby union dropout from the 22, went up in the air, short dropout. He went between two players, caught it, dashed down, stepped around two of the bigger kids, grubbed through the middle of them and went all the way, picked the ball up and scored. And it's on YouTube and made it. He's outstanding form.
Look, not only in attack but in defence, I saw some footage of the first tackle of the game in the Roosters taking on the Tigers at Leichhardt. And he put a hit on Sonny Bill Williams would have been proud of. So he's definitely one to look out for.
One to watch, Brooklyn Hardacre. A great young kid, great young family. His uncle Gary played first grade at the Roosters from good Paddington Colts stock.
And also the 20s beat, so?
Mate, the 20s, well, look, it was unfortunately a disappointing result there. I think it was 40-26.
It was.
Look, taking nothing away from the Broncos NYC side, look, they've got a great crop up there. Three quarters of Queensland they got to choose from, so.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong – when you think about that beat, so it's a good point you raise. They're a very, very strong 20 side. They're a little
always
bit like,
have been, Bush.
A little bit like the Warriors, but they've got a massive nursery, haven't they?
Yeah, very big nursery. I mean, it's only since obviously the Titans and the Cowboys have come in, but they have the majority of the stock of the Australian schoolboys coming through.
Mm. So. You look like you've got a massive nursery. You grow a few vegetables and stuff like that to go with all that meat you must eat.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. And, Bush, our next guest – well, he's only new to the club this year, but he originally hails from the shark-infested waters around Hastings Point. He ended up at the foot of the mountains at Penrith before going to the golden shores of Cronulla and finally a season with the Parramatta Reels. Let's introduce the one and only Michael Gordon. Michael, you with us?
I am here. How are you going?
Very well, mate. And firstly, welcome for the first time to Roosters Radio.
No, thanks for having me. I've heard plenty about the show, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, mate, we've heard plenty about you as well, and we've seen plenty, and what we see we like. Now, mate, welcome to the club. How have you found things so far?
Yeah, unreal, honestly. Since day one of pre-season and just even meeting the staff and that beforehand, honestly, had such a great time so far, and not a bad word to say about the joint. So, it's been unreal.
Righto, if you're going to go that way, who's your favourite staff member? You've got to have one.
Travis Toomer, I reckon he's my favourite. He's an angry man, but he's a legend.
We're most scared of Travis Toomer. I walked into the gym one day and Robbo said, just jump in here, Fatso, have a look at how real men train. And I had a look at it. And, mate, what he had those players doing, and you were a part of the gang, I'll tell you what, he's unbelievable, isn't he? The way he trains, the standards he keeps, and just the way he keeps everyone in shape and looks after like family, eh?
Yeah, mate, he's the top dog there. He runs everything. So, he oversees everything. And, he's just an absolute champion.
Mick, not that we want to gloss over it, but last weekend's performance, or last week's performance, Robbo gave you the weekend off. Have you had time to refresh, recharge the batteries?
Yeah, definitely. So we knocked over our review up in Brisbane. And yeah, obviously, everyone was disappointed with it. It's frustrating because it was like we all come out a bit flat, but, we were still in with a chance to win the game. So that's... I suppose even the first 4 weeks, we'll win them, but we still haven't played anywhere near our best. So I suppose that's one good positive to take out of it. But, obviously that was a bit of a slap in the face on the weekend.
I think it's fair to say, having said that we've had a fair few physical games, South, Bulldogs, Manly, we went down to Nailbiter.
Oh, yeah, it's still only early in the season, but I think, you start now that we're 6 weeks in, you're sort of in that grind, it's playing solid every week, and it seems like teams are obviously turning up, knowing they're in for a physical battle against us. So I suppose we've just got to mentally be ready each week to turn up, because teams are turning up against us knowing they have to play their best to beat us. So I think that makes it harder for us, but we've just got to be I think mentally stronger each week.
Now, Michael, you're sponsored by Flash Freight, of course, and I thought it was no other apt sponsor. You do get called Flash Gordon. Have you got any other nicknames out there, or a nickname that most of your mates call you, or the boys?
Not really. I only got Flash when I first come down to Penrith, but apart from that, all my friends back home call me Gordo, which is, there's no real nothing too fancy about that. It's just, I've had a pretty sheltered life in the nickname part, so...
Now, mate, playing at fullback, is that your favourite position? We know you've, you know, you've been, I wouldn't call you a journeyman of rugby league. That would be disrespectful to a player like you. But every time I've watched you play and I see you've played wing, you've played centre, you've played fullback, you've been in the back line. Is fullback your favourite spot?
It's funny, these days probably yes, but like I, even when I, before I come down to Penrith, I'd never played fullback or wing in my life, so it was something I grew up playing like hooker and halfback pretty much because I was slow as a wet whistle, so it was one of them things that I just loved playing footy, and I was like, I don't care if you put me in the front row or on the wing, I'm just going to go out and do my best, and obviously over the years you sort of learn your craft a bit more, and I've had to work really hard on a lot of aspects of the game, but I just, I suppose I like the freedom of fullback, yeah, just being able to, pop up wherever you want sort of thing.
Mate, we take on Newcastle this week, and, off the back of last week's performance, Robbo talked about attitude. How do we address attitude before we take on the Knights?
Oh, I reckon it's a really good game for us to just to test our honesty. If we go up there and just, think we're just going to roll over them, I think, we'll be in for a rude shock, so... I think, they were unlucky to lose last week and all the last 2 weeks. They probably had a fair chance of winning both games. So, they're a real honest football team. And if you go up there just expecting it to happen, then, we'll be in for a rude shock. And, we're going to have to turn up and play some good footy to get over the top of them.
Michael, you've played, as I just mentioned before, you have played at the Panthers, you've played at Parramatta, you've played at the Sharks and now at the Roosters. Is there a similarity between our NRL clubs? Is there a bit of a cookie-cutter approach now? The game has changed to more of an athletic game as opposed to a game of skill?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's tough in a way because, most clubs are similar in a lot of the things they do training-wise and, recovery and nutrition and all that stuff. But I think the game's starting to change a bit again, going back to more unstructured play. So, I think there's a lot more emphasis on player skill now, whereas it's mainly been so, you look at teams and they're so structured and they run the same plays and that sort of thing. But I think we're sort of coming full circle and you're seeing, you look at a team like the Panthers where they just, they'll run sideways, they throw the ball. Obviously, they would have structures, but it's sort of more, allowing players just to play footy now, which is, I think it's exciting to watch when it's coming on. So,
mate, Flash, mate, good to speak to you. Listen, at the start of the season, we did a preview, and you were my dark horse for the Player of the Year for the Roosters and the X Factor. How have you found the adjustment coming into the Roosters?
Thanks for that to start with. But obviously, they're quality players and a quality team, and even though last year they had a bit of a bad run, I was so excited about the chance to come over here and play with some of the big powerful forwards we've got, and then blokes like Junior and Friendy and just like the outside backs. It's like I look across the team, I'm like, bloody hell, we've got some great players here. So pretty exciting stuff, and I'm really loving it at the moment. So.
Oh, nice, mate. Well, I'll tell you what, it's making a great difference. I mean, your experience at the back too, in terms of just being the custodian, going through and getting that return from the set with no mistakes, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, well, I've just tried to be a solid player my whole career, and I try and I don't want to overplay me hand, but I want to make sure I do my job and do it well and do whatever's best for the team. So everyone's going to make mistakes from time to time, but it's trying to not make them at the big time sort of thing. So
now, Flash, in 2010, I think it was, you made your Origin debut there. And played on the wing there. When you look back on your career, besides the one that we want this year that we're not going to put any pressure on you for, is that a massive highlight for you?
Oh, for sure. Any time you get a chance to play in a rep team, I played a couple of games for country as well. And I think those experiences are just, amazing. And, even though I played in a dead rubber and, I was probably unfortunate not to play anymore because I had a couple of, bad injuries back-to-back after that. It was just one of those great experiences that I'll always remember for sure.
Finally, Mick, away from football, my spies tell me that you're a pretty hot surfer. In fact, I'd go as far as to say you'd give Fitzy a run in the surfing stakes. Yeah, that's the mail. Now, listen, I'd like to invite you as one of the representatives down at Bondi Board Riders, mate. I'd like to invite you down for a heat if you're available.
Mate, I'd love to. Now that it's starting to cool down, I'm hoping the crowds will die off so I can get out a bit more. I'm not a big fan of massive crowds, so I'll try and just sneak in during the middle of the day when it's a bit less crowded and Yeah, I'd love to come down and be a part of it for sure.
Well, Mick, as the official nutritionist for some of the retired surfers, I would like to say to you that Brian Fletcher throws his hat in the ring as a former rooster who can really carve the waves up. And the surfing skeleton, the organic surfing skeleton, as I like to call him, the man that is Craig Fitzgibbon. But I'd love to see you three in a heat with maybe someone like Craig Wing or Joey Johns who sort of knock around the club. It'd be really good to have a rooster's heat.
Johnsy surfs really well. I see him out Bronny a bit, and Connor Watson likes to get on the board too.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know,
this is building.
Orbison. We might have a six-man. You might have to get the priority card out, Buck.
100%.
We'll clear the water, mate. We'll clear the water. Don't worry about that.
It's more Craig Fitzgibbon I'm worried about. I've heard he's very aggressive.
He goes all right.
He does too. Michael, we've loved having you on Roosters Radio. We love even more that you've come to our club and your form and the experience you're giving the boys from the back.
And goal kicking.
Oh, and the goal kicking is another bonus, because as much as we love Siwa Teke Yeho and we made a song about Siwa getting it between the posts, mate, you're our man. We want to thank you so much for spending time on Roosters Radio, and really look forward to the season unfolding and hopefully getting the big one.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks for having us, fellas. It's been good.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, fella.
Well, they don't come better than that, Silky. What a great man. And you know what? We met him down in Melbourne before he even was looking like coming to the Roosters.
Yeah.
There's everything to like. You wouldn't know if it was Michael Gordon from, Australia Post, Michael Gordon from, Rugby League. I mean, he's just a great athlete, but a great bloke.
Absolutely right.
You know what I like about him is consistency. He very rarely plays a bad game.
And solid, yeah. Well, that's right. He's just solid at the back. He just said that in the interview. Like he just tries to put on his best performance week in, week out.
Yep. Our former CEO John Lee talked about the positional change and the acquisition of Michael Gordon because he has a motor, and it gives you the mechanics of a player like him. And I suppose when you realise that someone like Minnie can cover 12 or 14 k's easily, and you see they moved Latrell to the centres, he's a power player and whatever. And we know Latrell probably had a few moments last week where he wished, when he watches the video, he wished they didn't happen. But at the end of the day, someone like Gordon with experience, he covers that much ground and he can goal kick. 3 from 3 for me.
You're on Roosters Radio with Silky Bush. I'm Pizzo.
If you need your office spick and span, your carpets cleaned, your toilets glam, or your plumbing checked by a maintenance man, call Fit Services. If your outdoors too have been neglected, your car park needs painting, your garden's protected, your pathways swept, or a new fence erected, call Fit Services. Maybe you need something built brand new, an office refurbishment, an extension or two, or an AC system with ducting right through. Call Fit Services. Fit Services. Quality services second to none. Call 1-300-011-011.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. And as we do each week, we're joined by Neil Evans from Betting.club. Neil, welcome.
Hello, how you doing, mate? How you travelling?
A bit dejected after the last couple of weeks. But on that point, the Roosters were in first and second spot. They've slipped down to fourth. Has that changed the overall markets at all?
Well, you still got the big guns. I guess what's really happened is that the Raiders and the Roosters have swapped. The momentum's come for the Raiders. Will continue. They're 9.50 into 7. The Roosters, who hit as low as $6.50, I think the shortest they've been, they're now back out to $9 at Betting.club. The Storm still have it at $4.75, the Broncos $8.50, and the Roosters on that fourth line, as you say, at $9. So, a few errors creeping in. Their kicking's not quite right there at the moment. There's been a problem for them for a long time. They're away to Newcastle. You'd expect them to make some sort of statement this weekend.
Well, let's talk about that. Friday night, the Roosters take on the bottom place, Newcastle Knights, up at Newcastle. I think it'll be a tough game.
Yeah, look, you're right, because I think Newcastle, despite where they are on the ladder, are going okay, and I think Brown's getting them up for each game. They're a $3.60 outsider, Betting.club, having slipped out from $3.50. I think a lot of punters keen to put the Roosters in an early multi, $1.30 into $1.28. They're going to start short for sure. The line's 10.5. There'll be plenty of pick-your-own-line Roosters fans want to give up some start here. But, I think it's a game they'll get it done, but you wouldn't want to take a real rock-bottom price, the Roosters. So it will be interesting to see what price they jump, but they're going to start pretty short. And you would think, with a capital T, given this is the National Rugby League, you'd think they'd bounce back.
Well, Beto's going to win them by 30, so I'll be interested to know what the 13-plus is.
Well, that would be a bounce back. $2.10, 13-plus. 1-12, 3-10. Don't forget, pick your own line and play. So you can set whatever line you like, whatever margin, you get a price. 30's confident.
Yeah, isn't it?
I got no doubt the Roosters can put a 30-point margin spread on a team, but I think the Newcastle may be going a little better than that at the moment.
And finally, mate, we do it each week. First try scorer, who do you like this week?
Shall I stick?
It's up to you.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You dare don't get off, because you get off, it'll all come. The payday will strike, and we've got to be there to collect. So given that we're just not going to the right side, we're going to stick with Daniel Tupou again, and just hope that the Roosters get that first one and play his wing. So Tupou, you know, he'll be around about the $9, $10 mark. That's value for us. We'll stick with the big man in the corner, see if he can get the first one, and the Roosters should be able to win by quite a gap.
And finally, mate, what about the Rooster Booster? Do we know what that is for this week?
We're going to push it up to about $1.80, around about $1.80. So look out for that. So that'll be a lovely little price. The Roosters back on track. So plenty of markets there, boys, as we always say, just for the serious punter and the not so serious. And we'll see how they fire up this week, the Roosters.
$1.80, take it while you can. Neil Evans, thanks for joining us.
Okay, anytime.
There you go. Neil Evans from betting.club. Welcome back to Roosters Radio. And, boys, before we talk about the match this Friday night, Good Friday, Roosters taking on the Knights, we should give a special shout-out to our new CEO, Joe Kelly.
Looking forward to having Joe on, as we do with all our CEOs at the Roosters. There's nothing like leadership and respect. And, you know, and we wish John Lee all the best going out, and we really wish Joe Kelly all the best coming in.
Yeah, you know, quite the administrator. He spent some time at Manly, South Sydney. But my personal favourite, Chelsea, I wouldn't mind, having a quick discussion about what it's like to be in charge or around the great one, Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be real insight, and I think it's going to be great for our club. Everyone's got a bit of a rap on him. I saw Shannon Donato down there just peeking an eye yesterday at our junior league from South Sydney, and he gave him a massive rap and said, mate, he's a real rugby league man, and I think the Roosters will be better for the appointment.
Yeah, no, it's good to welcome Joe Kelly. Look, obviously he's got an esteemed career behind him with Chelsea Blues, a financial controller, so you know what, Roosters, they've done well there.
Well, let's hop straight into it, boys. Roosters taking on Newcastle Friday night, Good Friday. How do you see it?
It's a weird one for me because it used to be the Broncos. I'd go to Shoal Bay, we'd get some fish, all the things, these traditions, you know. South Sydney in the first game, so it's a new one. But you know what? The Knights are building, and they're building. And Beto said something off air before. In the next couple of years, you know, they're signing Jack Bird. They're looking. You know, they've got Kalyn Ponga. They've got the greatest junior nursery in the New South Wales competition. So, look, I think the Knights will be tough.
I agree. Look, Trent Hodgkinson has really been steering that team around the park. Errors have been critical for that side the last couple of weeks. The Rostog has been unbelievable.
Rostog's been amazing.
So, you know, I think it's going to be a tough game up there at home for Newcastle.
I think the Rostog, he might be a bit of a smoky for Origin. I mean, coming from the mines, all of a sudden first grader, you know, give him a bit of training professionally under his belt, and he could be a ruse winger.
Yeah.
Who knows?
He's been impressive, mate. He's scored some great tries over the last couple of years, but his defence is what's impressed me the most because he's a known speedster, but he's going to be tough to beat. And look, it'll be interesting to see the changes that Coach Robinson puts in place this week. If any, we probably need a bit of a look at our team, and it's time to do it.
Well, like I said in the press conference, Robbo touched on the attitude. Friendy touched on it in the press conference earlier this week. I think, you know, they had the weekend off to rest, have a bit of a freshen up. I think you'll see a completely different side that ran out last week. And for that, I say East will get the cash.
Boys, I think we got a little bit of sneaky mail, just one of our interviews before the chairman, Marks. I mean, he sort of gave it away when Robbo was talking to young Paul Carter. Like, he's got that attitude. He's got that aggressive attitude. He might well be in the side for this game against Newcastle.
He's the attack dog we probably needed against the Broncos because they were very muscly up front, were they? Like you said, Silky, the offloads, you know, they were almost, you know, wanting to disrespect our defensive line. And it looks like with 46 missed tackles, that's exactly what they did. However, for mine, I've got faith in our great Cox. I think they'll regroup. I think they'll freshen up. And I think we'll go 13+.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bushy. I think they'll go 13+. Look, Knights are an up-and-coming side, but I think the Roosters, they'll make a few changes and they'll tweak it. And
big account.
Yeah, I'm so much to say that I think they'll win by 30.
30 points?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going out on a limb, 30 points. I think they need to be quite honest, to put themselves back in the hunt.
Well, yeah. I don't think they'll win by that many, but I do think they can put a bit of a score on the Knights, and I'll say 28-12.
28-12 from Silky, 30 from Beatso, 13-plus from myself. You've been listening to Roosters Radio. We want to thank Michael Gordon for a wonderful interview tonight. What a great young man he is. Stephen Marks from the 8th Wonder of the World, Maury Brune at Wyong. Of course, Neil.Evans from Betting.Club, always giving the great exotics. We love those. And want to thank our sponsors, East Leagues, Harry's Pies. And, of course, we look forward to all things Roosters next week on Roosters Radio. Tune in.
East to win. East know how to play the game. They play it hard and fair. East know how to win the game. They give more than their share. They're great to see in action.